Behold, he comes.
Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our broadcast of The Watchman this week. And we continue, of course, as usual, talking about the things happening in the world and how they relate to Bible prophecy and how they relate to you as a believer. Now, the other day, Akena, you heard Bill Gates saying how artificial intelligence is going to transform the world in five years. And what did he say?
He actually spoke about how it's going to influence a lot of things and they are going to bring in a lot of like science, and if actually they'll bring in like healthcare will be transformed by AI. Mostly, of course, you know,
his interest is
healthcare. So he says that how they are going to administer drugs, vaccines using AI. So all this, that's majorly what he was leaning to. And he was speaking, and he's saying that basically preparing people for what is coming ahead.
Derek, what's the plan?
First of all, I'll begin with his very statement, saying that in 5 years,
yes,
of course they are lying. They don't mean 5 years. They mean it's already here. But just in case we are delayed, 5 years is the most we see it taking shape. And in regard to the health thing, because it's what he's interested in, he also said that it will be 5 years until we are ready for the next pandemic. So pandemic AI, I think, is telling us something.
Yeah, and of course, what he's planning to do, not him, the devil whom he serves, is take away your liberty to make decisions. Now, that's the whole thing about everything that this New World Order people, World Economic Forum and what, is to take away free will and our individual decision-making. Because that's the one thing that God gave us, that he does not violate. We have the right to make decisions in whichever way we want, do whatever we want, as long as we understand that after that there is going to be a judgment and we shall have to account for the decisions we made. But God does not ever take away our right to make decisions.
Yes.
But then, of course, the devil wants to take that right away because he knows that it's the only way he can get people totally under control. And previously, of course, they want to get a control of your mind. And they have been doing that a lot through gadgets, you know, watching a lot of TV, a lot of what, you know, and attuning your mind to the direction they want it to be through all this screen time that you get and that you have. And but it's still indirect. It is not something that they do directly. So you wake up, you watch this on screen, and somehow you watch the news. It's programmed in a certain way. You even go to Wikipedia to check it. You're programmed in a certain way. Everything is a bit of a programming or a conditioning for you to think in a certain way. But that's a bit long and tedious as far as they are concerned, because you need a lot of work, a lot of exposure to that garbage that they send through their screens for you to actually turn around and think the way they want you to think. So as always, they are looking for an easier way, and that easier way always comes in the form of convenience. There's something which is presented to you as very convenient, makes your life easier. You can access a lot of information, a lot of whatever it is you need in a very short time, and it comes so conveniently that you have to buy into it. But you're accessing what they have, but more importantly, they're accessing what you are. That's the whole point. Because every time that you go down there, and even small things like Gmail, your emails, or even Google and what and so on, through somebody going through your searches and studying them, they know exactly what kind of person you are through your searches. Imagine if somebody accessed all your searches for the last three years. They already have a profile of you, of what your mind and what you think and so on. So they know exactly how to approach you. And now all these things are being personalized. People think that, I'm just one of so many people using Google. No. It's a lot more complicated than that. It's all being personalized. And then, as of course they have all that, they have all your Uber records, so they know which places you go to and so on. Basically, they know so much about you. They have your smart TV, knows what you talk about at home, and is doing, what should
recording.
I say? Profiling.
Yes.
of who you are and so on. So, like, you're basically surrounded by technology, which is supposed to be for your convenience, but which actually is profiling you.
Yes.
And it comes to a point where they know what kind of person you are exactly from your phone, from TV, from your Google searches, from your emails, from all that and so on.
Mm.
And then they come up with now, of course, recently, Bill Gates with a lot of input in it, they come up with ChatGPT.
Yes.
Oh, how convenient. Yes. And now let me tell you something. Convenience is going to be the path by which so many people find themselves in hell.
Yes.
Something is so convenient. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, they also have your financial records through the cards and so on. So they basically know everything that makes you who you are.
Mm.
And it is presented in the form of convenience.
Yes.
And the alternative becomes increasingly inconvenient and almost outdated.
Yes.
And the systems of the world will almost seek in every way to make it, you know, be obsolete.
Yes.
So you're channeled down a path that they want you to be channeled down.
Yes.
And they know everything. I mean, they first of all make life difficult here. Then they slowly they channel you down a certain path. Now, I want you to know that from the Garden of Eden, the devil has always wanted to have one thing, to have the control of the mind of men. Mm. But that has not been so easy, because God created men with a natural proclivity to seek out for him. Mm. I call it natural, but it's supernatural.
Yes.
So everywhere people will seek out for God, and they will know that it's almost automatic. The same way that a child is born looking for a nipple. And that is programmed by God.
Yes.
Nobody can do it. Because if, imagine, if God hadn't put it in the child, you can't tell the child that look for a nipple. And even if you go to the child and put the child on the nipple, you can't tell the child that now that you're on the nipple, you're supposed to suck.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's no language you can use to communicate to the child that now you're supposed to suck. So you would be stranded.
Yes.
So God put that knowledge naturally. Supernaturally in babies, that they know that when I get to a nipple, now I'm supposed to pull and I'm supposed to feed.
Yes.
Now there are certain things which, you know, you understand that, you know, the other thing is men searching for God.
Yes.
Now it is a lot of big work for the enemy to actually get free willing people who still have their free will and make them actually serve him, because that godly factor is in there, and somehow they are still seeking for God. Now, the only way you can actually accomplish that is by taking away their free will. And now they're almost programmed.
Yes.
And that is the purpose of all the things they are doing, which will eventually lead up to the mark of the beast.
Yes.
Where everything is programmed and people are, you know, first of all, they are programmed from childhood with cartoons, so on. But that's long term.
Yes.
But now they're trying to squeeze the time into a shorter time where somebody can be programmed very, very fast. And as always, it will come in the form of convenience.
Yes.
For instance, you had that guy, what was it called, Michia Kaku, was saying that, you know, you get your brain and they download it onto a computer.
Yes.
And they can download what they want onto the brain and then they upload it back into you. Now, how do you sell that to people? You tell them that if you want, for instance, to learn Chinese.
Yes.
You either go to a Chinese school and they teach you the alphabet and start, that might take a good number of years.
Yeah.
But if we can get your brain and download it on a computer, then we can get the brain of somebody who speaks fluent Chinese and we download it on a computer, then we can drag this knowledge from the other person's brain straight to your brain and then upload it back into your brain and suddenly you are speaking good Chinese. Now, that's so convenient.
Yes, in a short period of time.
Almost no time.
Yes.
Now, that convenience is going to be, as I said, the path by which so many people find themselves in hell.
Yes.
Because all these other things that the ChatGPT, you just write me an S on this.
Yes.
And it's doing all that.
Mm.
But it's also getting a lot about you, programming you. Now, that is going to be of some use at some stage.
Yes.
Because now, the more you get convenient, I mean, the more you get rather attached to something and it becomes part of your daily convenience, the more difficult it is for you to dump it. Try telling anybody, especially these young people, to do away with their mobile phones. But there was a time when we were there, not too long ago, when we were very comfortable without mobile phones. And life went on. Life moved on. You'd walk a long distance to go and see if your girlfriend is home, and you get there and she's not home. And then you walk back. And life is okay. But now, imagine if you try to tell people to go back to that time. So everything is has been, and it becomes more convenient, but the more convenient it becomes, the more captive
it becomes. Yes, and it attaches you actually to what they want for you actually. Because even you see, even like the system which you've which we know, like digital migration of televisions. Previously, the other TVs were, of course, we know they were not that very good, but we benefited from them. But when they introduced these digital ones, you can find so many channels, not only the ones locally, but also the ones abroad. So there is that convenience, but also there is, you can explore so much. But the thing is, when you're now told that now leave this one, actually, there is now an advanced one of now a smart TV where you don't need even a disc. You just need an internet which is connected to the TV, and you just explore.
And you're all over the
world. You're all over the world. You can go on all TVs which you want, even like movie industries like Netflix and all this, and find things which you like for entertainment, for sports, for everything. Now, if you are again told to go back to the first generation,
the analog.
It is something so hard. Yes, with two aerials, all three, and bulky.
And one on top of the roof.
Yes. So it is, that is one thing which I know, is that convenience is going to be the key instrument which the system of the Antichrist will introduce, and actually has started introducing, to capture people and bring them into the system of the Antichrist. And it's really going to be very hard, and children of God need to like...
Derek, on the one hand, they create convenience.
Yes.
On the other hand, they create inconvenience.
Yes.
For those who
in the old
will
system.
Not go with their way, they make it a bit increasingly more difficult and difficult. Yes. For instance, and actually the pattern, if everybody wants to know what the pattern is what happened in COVID.
Yes.
COVID was the real rollout of almost a precursor for the how the Antichrist system and the mark of the beast is going to be.
Mm.
So they say they start by convincing, you know. Yeah, vaccines are safe and effective. Go and vaccinate what is for your own good and so on and so on and so forth. Then they divide society along the lines of those who would have believed this and those who would have not believed it. And then you start fighting each other. So now it comes to a place where, as the Bible says, that time will come when those who kill you think they are doing good. A service to God.
Yes.
A time will come when, and it also talks about how mothers will fall out with their daughters and fathers with their sons and so on, where you're not fighting them. You're fighting your family.
Yes.
Because, and they have split you. And now the people talking to you are not outsiders.
Yes.
Telling you go and get the mark of the beast. No, the people talking to you will be your relatives. And the people whom you actually respect, like your father, your mother, and so on. Because now they have split the society with the lie. Then you find yourself in a place where it's not clear whom you're fighting.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's very difficult to fight an enemy who has not been defined.
Yes.
If you know this is from the devil, this is taking me to hell, and it's clear cut, you're not going to do it. But then, as it was with the vaccines, eventually people saying, go and vaccinate, you're the people, you're killing people, you're doing what? This is your good to society, this is what? Go and get the mark of the beast, this is what, you know? And you say, we are running out of patience, people will not get the mark of the beast, you know, that sort of thing. And then you almost get into a point where I either get it or life is going to be unbearable.
Yes.
And now that is classic devil things.
Yes.
That's why the scripture says here we have cowards.
Yes.
You know? Eh?
Yes.
Now, there are some people here who, their parents, there's somebody I know, the parent bought into the whole vaccination, whatever, lie, and the foster, she was still under his care. Foster, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. She knew better. But eventually, through coercion from her father, she eventually went. But for her, she had no effect whatsoever. The father, his health collapsed completely. These are spiritual things. If it is forced, it will not work. There has to be a bit of free will in
it. Where you choose.
Where you choose. Now, people were having all the side effects from the vaccines, except her, because she did not want to take them. She was just forced. Now, her father, who forced her, instantly was checked in into a very expensive hospital. Actually, his health was falling apart because he made the decision. Now, I want everybody to know that we are getting close to the time of the mark of the beast. This is no jokes. But the template is exactly what happened with COVID.
Yes.
Okay? That's the template. When something is presented as, you're not forced.
Yes.
Eh? Remember, it says that you should not be able to buy or sell, be involved in commerce and what. That's the sort of thing.
Yes.
Here. But the devil will be allowed to coerce. But they cannot force the mark of the beast on you. Otherwise, it will be ineffective.
Yes.
In other words, they cannot arrest you and tie your hands behind and they go and put the mark of the beast on you. It will not work.
Yes.
You have to have consented to it. And the consent is the decision that determines your eternity. But there will be people who, for the short-term convenience, are going to sacrifice actually their eternity.
Yes.
For short-term convenience. So you cannot fly, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. And there will be prices to pay for people who decide not to do it.
Yes.
And people need to understand that this splitting has been with us for the longest of time. Because in the Garden of Eden, let's say, for instance, that the devil got the forbidden fruit and forced it down Eve's mouth. Nothing would have happened, even if she would have eventually swallowed. But the devil had to split Eve's opinion about what will happen if you eat. You'll be like God.
Yes.
Then she starts to think, maybe I'll be like God. Now she's having ideas of convenience of, if I take this thing, I'm going to be smarter, I'm going to be better, life is, you know, going to be improved, I'm going to be have everything okay. So this splitting, indeed, like you said, has to have the willpower of somebody involved.
Yes.
And what better way to affect someone's will but by knowledge? Yeah. For example, the devil had to educate Eve that you will become like God. Something she had never thought about.
Yes.
You know. Now suddenly she's having ideas of, okay, if I eat it, maybe. What if? You know. So what they did, I believe, is what Hosea 4:6 says, that my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So in other words, they surrender their will to the devil because they don't have knowledge. On the other hand, the devil wants to give you his knowledge so that you forfeit the will of God.
Yes.
So it's working both ways. And that chip is like we began, is providing, right now what they're doing is knowledge. They're giving people knowledge.
Yes.
You know, take this thing, it's going to improve your health.
Yes.
Take this thing, it's going to improve your education. So now there is discussion of, should we eat of the fruit? Or should we not? Yeah. So yes.
Actually, there's something which you shared with us about the World Economic Forum, talking about how they want to bring a certain kind of brain. So I think you should.
There's a video in the recent Davos meeting where these so-called experts, as usual, like they call them. So she plays a video for them about how microchip technology is going to affect them.
Yes.
So in this video, what happens is there's this lady, she's going to work, she has a chip in her brain, and she can type on her computer without touching the keyboard, she can move the cursor, life is good, and the chip is able to detect that she's happy. So it plays for her nice, soothing music, and she's having fun. And then, because she's performing better, her boss sends her an email and says, you've received a bonus for your performance. And all of this is just by what Elon Musk actually called his technology, telepathy. And so all of this is wireless, nothing, no contact, no what. So eventually in the video, she goes home and comes back the next day only to find government agents and have collected all the records of everyone's brain waves for the last year. So they know what you are doing, like you said, they know where you're going.
Yes.
They know your Uber movement.
They know when you're happy. Now,
yes.
forget
yes.
about Uber is external.
Yes.
But now internal.
Yes.
Internal.
They know
your purchase preferences. They know your family, everything, every discussion. So what happens in the video is she now is scared and concerned, you know, because now suddenly she realizes this exciting thing, I have no privacy now.
Yeah,
and so now the government, they show us later in some bank or somewhere, that it is now besides just observing brain waves, it is actually sending waves.
Messages,
yes, to your brain. And it wants you to think the way it wants you to think.
Yes.
So in other words, what Bill Gates is saying is, if we want them to take the vaccine, we don't have to do all these campaigns and what.
Well,
we just
send it.
Send the wave.
Message to their brain. Straight. That take the vaccine and you take
yes.
it.
Yes, exactly.
The last part of the video, when the lady comes, there's a, after the view, because they played the video. So when the lady comes now to talk about the video, and she says that right now we actually have all the technology to produce this. So they are saying, how can you imagine the future of your brain? So I found it so interesting.
She actually asked them,
yes,
is this a future you would like?
Yes.
And the crowd said, no, no. She said, sorry, it's already here.
Yes. So
the crowd were actually alerted so that this is something.
Right in the devil's camp, they were also saying, no, we don't want
this. That's World Economic Forum.
Yes, World Economic Forum.
The very people themselves.
Exactly.
And the crowd is saying,
we don't want to say it. Sorry. It's here.
So they have the technology, they have everything. And also, because it came timely, because this very week, Elon Musk says that Neuralink has now like brought out their first human trials, and this you can actually see as if they are very prophetic in their dealings, because at Davos a week earlier they are proclaiming that then now Elon Musk comes in and says that now we are unveiling this and we have started testing human.
This is a coordinated process.
Very coordinated.
Yes. And from a few Hollywood movies that you've seen, usually when they say that we are starting our first human trials.
Yes.
It means they have been successful with their clandestine trials in the background. So now they're just making it public. That we, you know, because they were saying, if you're lame, if you can't move your limbs, this is going to be good. They have been doing it for a number of years.
Yes.
And now they're just coming out.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's already here. The technology is already here. And that's exactly what the Mark of the Beast will do. It is going to control, allow the state to control the mind through that telepathy thing, like Musk called it.
It was so wonderfully coordinated, because I said, how can this, because I just seen it today, that very video, but looking back, Bill Gates is saying AI will transform in 5 years, will transform the future, will transform the world in 5 years. Getting to see the Davos meeting, that very video, they are speaking of that connection and telepathic movements. Elon Musk comes and actually posts and says that we have this Neuralink and we are entering into telepathy. So you just see that all this has been coordinated very well, and that's where the future, where they want to take us. Because all this, if you see, 5 years from now, it leads us to, 2029, but let me adjust to 2030. Which is very much Agenda 2030 of the UN.
And the thing is, when they actually say they are going to transform the world, they mean they are going to transform humanity. People. Because you can't transform the world without transforming
humanity.
Human beings. Eh? And so it's not the world they are trying to transform. It is you they are trying to transform. And all this, there is a lot of info, like knowledge we got in school. Which was apparently scientific or what, or even geographic, or you know, things which you are not even allowed to contest, because apparently that's just the way it is. Eh? But the purpose of all those lies, a lot of lies of moonwalking, of those things, all those things. The purpose of it all was to take us to the post-human man, post-human man. That is that link between man and what? And machine. Eh?
Yes.
And to take us to that point. So they had to come up with all theories, evolution.
Yes.
You know, there was that man called Charles Darwin who went to that island in Australia.
Yes.
In Darwin, where he was visited by the devil, who gave him
theory
of something
which
can easily be bought. Eh?
It's
of how, you know, people, human beings evolved from this to that and that and what. And the purpose of that was not necessarily to explain the past. It was to manage the future. Because if we evolved from monkeys, then that means we can evolve into demons.
Yes.
at some stage, or we can evolve into whatever it is they want us to evolve into. Because if you believe the Genesis 1 story of we are made by God, then your life falls apart. That's why when Darwin's theory came and started taking root, they removed all teaching of Bible creation and so on from all schools. So that from childhood, a child is programmed to think that they evolved from something
from
else.
Something.
And then they remove things like God, you know. Then they go and put here, yeah, well, this has evolved over how many, 6 billion years and what and all that. And now, because they have been presented to people so much from when they are
young,
when you come and tell them that that's a lie, they
just see that
there's something wrong with you. For instance, there's the real map of the world.
Yes.
You've
seen
the real map of the world.
Yes.
Where
Africa is made to look.
Where the map you studied in school is a lie.
Yes.
It's a complete lie.
Yes.
And, you know, demonstrably so, it's a complete lie. So they will show up, they made Africa and South America very small, and Europe was made bigger and all that. So that until you look at the amount of time it takes to fly from one side of Africa to the other.
Yes.
Which is apparently a very small area on the map.
Mm.
And then you compare that with some place in Europe, which was made bigger, and it takes a few hours. Yet it takes a lot more hours to fly across. And now when you present people with these things, because they have been taught to people over and over and over again.
There are so many layers.
There are so many
layers.
It's impossible to get past what? To get past all that programming and so on.
Yes.
But the purpose of it all is not just to lie. You know, lies usually come with the purpose.
Yes.
The purpose is to convince people about the post-human world.
Yes.
Where human beings are now one with machines, and where your mind is being programmed by some central computer somewhere, which decides what you think, when you think it, and what you think about it. Now, of course, there's been an attempt at that using programmed news, where you check everywhere in the news and people are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But there you still have the ability to say, no, I don't believe that. You have the ability to dismiss what they are telling you. But here, it is sent directly, straight to your brain.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, that means the devil has what he always wanted, control over your mind. You've surrendered it because you are, ChatGPT is very convenient because all these things. And because you're a slave of convenience, you get your mind and surrender it to the devil, which is what he has always wanted.
Yeah.
Okay? Control over your mind. And then now he can. That's how come they build a force later on that then they remove language barriers and they are promised to do that. So it's put in your mind, it's put in your mind in a format and in a language that they know you'll understand. For instance, they know everything about you.
Yes.
They know what is likely to get your attention because you've been opening up yourself, all your searches and what. There's even this advert on DSTV. Every time it comes, I switch it off. Or whether there's some computer called Chris, which programs for you what to watch. Rubbish. Demonic. Demonic stuff. The other day, I almost tore down my TV from the wall because of that rubbish. Like, they are basically, so we know what you usually watch. So we can, and you know, by somebody just tracking what you usually watch, they can know you like thrillers.
Yes.
They can know you like sport.
Yes.
They can know you like a certain kind of movies.
Yes.
So they keep on recommending. Now, actually, it's convenient.
Yes.
Imagine if I didn't have to go and search through DSTV to find the kind of movies I want. And somebody could actually, based on their knowledge of the fact. By the way, even sporting area, this is not DSTV, this is a bigger thing than DSTV. Imagine you're watching a certain kind of movie and the TV is watching your reactions. As you watch.
Yes.
So it can tell that this is what you're interested in. This is what you're interested in. Just from looking at your facial expressions. So something comes, then you're excited, then your eye, you know, your eyes light up and what. It's basically an invasion on humanity.
Yes.
But remember what it says in Daniel chapter 2 verse 43, of the attempt to merge man and iron.
Yes.
What does it say?
It says, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay.
You see now, clay, of course, is symbolic of humanity because we know God made us out of clay.
Yes.
And breathe his spirit into us.
Yes.
To make us living souls. Mm. But now, they're trying to bring iron, which is machines, which enhance your brain, enhance your cognitive abilities, enhance all these things.
Mm.
But the scripture says they will try to mix iron and ceramic clay.
Mm.
And they will not mingle. Just like, as you know, iron and clay cannot mingle. And then it says, but in the days of those kings, a stone cut out without hands will come and crush the feet, the feet of the image, and will crumble and turn into dust and will be blown away.
Yes.
Now, this is the whole thing. Just know that nanotechnology and what's it, transhumanism is the post-human world, a human being. That is their new evolution.
Yes.
So now they had to first form a foundation for it so that people are ready to believe it.
Yes.
That actually, it, since we also, since we evolved from monkeys, as they say, then we can evolve into something else. So now we can evolve into man-machine.
Yes.
Where now there is a fusion of man and of machine to make men think faster, run faster, do everything faster. And it's already happening.
Yeah, very much.
But for that to happen, for you to get to those apparent deceptive benefits, you're going to have to give up your mind to the devil and hand it over to him on a plate and say, you've always wanted this. You had to send demons to come and whisper things in my mind. Ah, you know you're sick. Oh, you know you're going to die. No, you know you're what? Michi. But that's a long process.
Yes.
But now he doesn't even have to send demons. the messages, he can just send the demons to the big machine up somewhere in Brussels.
Yes.
And that big machine will start telling you, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. And you can believe it. And if they want you dead, you believe it and you die.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is. So now, what we are warning our people, of course. What are we warning our people?
Of course, we are warning them to make sure that they stay away from any of these seductive, you know, lies of the devil. And you know, so it may sound far-fetched.
Yes.
But at the devil's meeting itself, one of those...
First of all, let's get this clear. Devil's is a city in Switzerland where the cabinet of the god of this world or the cabinet of the devil and their affiliates sit and try to chart up the world, the course of the world over and so on. So it's, but the city is called Davos, because you might think Davos, but then they are almost, almost the same.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So, and their platform they use is called the World Economic Forum that meets in that place, like you've said. So there was this application of compliance, you know, where patients are implanted with a, you know, a chip in their minds, and every time they're supposed to take a dose, let's say your dose is 2 times 3, you know, you would have to reach out to your, you know, medicine and swallow water and what. But this time, because the chip is inside your body, all that the body has to do, at the time you're supposed to take it, it releases a dose in your body. And the guy says, imagine the compliance. He's no longer talking about medicine. He's thinking big. He's like, man.
Yeah, that was Klaus Schwab.
Show these guys.
So now if they want to put vaccine in your body, they just program and sue.
And even if they don't have it, let's say even if, like for example, let's say they want to introduce the malaria thing, which is not presently in the chip.
Yeah.
You know, the scripture in Revelation 13 says that he causes all, you know, to receive this thing. They'll just send the brain, the web, you know, and tell you you're going to receive this thing.
Yes.
And you're ready to receive it. In fact, you're asking, when is it arriving?
Yes.
You know, because they've already they've already made you accept that thing. So what we need to warn our people to stay away, to be, first of all, be alert.
Yes.
You know, because it's going to be very, very convenient, like you said, and it's going to be unavoidable. And anyone who doesn't have it, it's like, for example, a case that I was reading about how Android platforms sued, rather, Android was sued for prioritizing Google's application, you know. And so you get your new phone, let's say you buy an Android phone, it already has all the platforms that you need from Google. So other people were saying, even as we have our apps, why don't you, you know?
Yeah.
But the reason they are prioritized, because it's their same kingdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now you need email, Gmail is there.
Yes.
You need to travel, Maps is there. You need, everything you need is already there.
Yes.
That's the convenience. So you no longer need to look for it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So so that it helps them collect your data easily or better, you know, like we've been saying. Yes.
So because now there's one thing which I'm seeing, that all these technologies, because it's going to increase, they will continually come, like in form of things like, let me say, ChatGPT. And it's creating dependency that you have to depend in them. Because, like, let me say, even emailing. We used to, people just used to have emails on maybe, like, specifically, let me say, Gmail, Yahoo, and all these others. But then they bring in chats, like messenger apps, like Facebook and others. Then, of course, people get into it more and more. And then they keep, now they are bringing ChatGPT, where you can now ask everything and acquire everything. So there is one thing which we are, I think, sometimes spoken about metaverse. And this one is outside. There is one which is external, and you can just maybe you use it through phones, through computer and what. But then there is an extent where it goes internal and it wants to now enter you. And that's actually the one which is very dangerous and people should really watch for. Because, for instance, they introduced metaverse. And the first stage of metaverse, which they call it 1.0, is you just have a headset, these are virtual reality headsets, and you experience whatever world which you want. You can just ascend there, you can just teleport there. But then that one, they are creating a dependency and they are capturing you so that you can join in. Then the next stage is where you have now, you like the thing, you like the experiences, you can go to any world at a blink of an eye.
What I found interesting is the metaverse is, it actually, because of being in there, even with just with those big, what do I call it?
VR headsets.
There's nothing physical that happens to you, but all the emotions come with you, and all the feelings. For instance, if you watched a horror with those headsets, all the fear, the actual fear and what, and so on, because it's real, you are actually there in real, but actually you're seated somewhere, perhaps in some mall, and it carries all that emotion with you. And now you know, for you to experience something, it has to take your reality, your emotion,
and your soul.
Your soul and everything with it. Even for instance, experiencing. That's why people live who are Christians and they have the Bible, but the Bible has never really affected their lives because they keep it outside of them. They don't read the Bible as if they are in there. You see, now I started actually experiencing the reality of things when I, for instance, there are things I would struggle to believe. Then you read in the Bible and Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever asks anything in my name," I would even sit on a chair and imagine Jesus sitting right across me and saying, "Verily, verily." And I say, if he did that, I would believe him. But he actually doesn't have to, you know, he said it. So now it ceases to be just words I see in a Bible. I personalize them. And then they come with the very emotion of those words. And with the feeling that you would have if the Lord himself actually came and spoke in your face, looking in your face and telling you that. And then just by dramatizing it with my feelings, with my emotions and my imaginations, it became more real. It became more than just words in the Bible. It became something very real, which I can stand and say, Jesus said with confidence, as if I saw him saying it. And I know he said it. I'm not in any doubt. And then it starts actually affecting you. Now, that is the sort of environment you have to surround yourself with. The reason people even try to believe God for certain things and they do not ever experience them is because they don't dwell in those places. They don't dwell there. Because you will believe what you actually spend more time in. You see? They visit certain places. And says he will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It doesn't say those who what?
Visit.
Who visit. Now, for instance, the reason I was telling somebody, the reason people struggle, let's say, to believe that God can bless them financially and they have powerful things financially, which they can attribute squarely to God. It's because they'll read the scripture and then it sounds good for 5 minutes. Then they go outside and then they surround themselves with everything else apart from that.
Yes.
But you see, you have to dwell in there.
Yes.
You see, even if you are believing God, let's say for healing,
yes,
you have to keep yourself surrounded with the word of healing until it insulates you from any form of unbelief.
Yes.
You're surrounded inside it.
Yes.
And like you, how do you surround yourself? You keep on listening to it.
The same.
Keep on listening to it, to it, to it, to it, yeah, until you find that it is actually
transforming you from the
transforming
inside.
You from inside, and you, it's impossible for, it's the same thing as,
yes,
it's impossible for you to believe anything to the contrary.
Yes.
It's the same thing as the way these people do, start programming you from childhood,
yes,
to believe certain things. Now, when you get to a certain point, somebody comes with the truth of the word of God, and you are like, that is a lie.
Yes.
But you believe the lie too long.
Yes.
Now imagine if you believed the truth of the word of God so long enough. A lie cannot penetrate you.
No.
Okay. Somebody comes with a lie and you just laugh them off. Anyhow, so now, now like that metaphor.
Yes.
There was a story which I found fascinating. I talked about it at the Watchman conference, of a lady who went to the metaverse and she was raped. Now, she wasn't actually raped in the physical sense of raping, but she put on those VR things, entered that metaverse thing, which is some kind of virtual reality, which promises you to run away from the actual reality here. For instance, if here you're broke and you haven't eaten in 2 days, in that place you are, you know, you are at a feast somewhere, and there are all these people.
Table set before you,
five course meal and all that. But you know, it is somewhere at a distance. But because you're inside there, and there is all this virtual reality, it actually even makes your stomach deceives your stomach.
Let me say that you're not hungry. Let me say about movies. You know, in movies, you can actually watch a series for like 12 hours, and you are in the experience of a movie, and even if you have not eaten for days, for hours, you will not feel angry. It's until when you have gotten out of it, that's when you start feeling. But in the time of watching, you are thrilled, taken over with all the experiences in the movie.
That come with it.
But now this is movie, but now...
This one where you actually, it carries you there.
Yes.
Now that lady came out and said she was raped in the metaverse. Now, of course, she wasn't actually raped because she was somewhere at home.
Yes.
But she came back with all the feelings of somebody who had actually been raped. How would a woman feel if she had been raped? I don't know. But I can imagine things like fear, like insecurity, like that. If you that and what. You come back with all those feelings. Yet, actually, there was nothing physical that happened. That's how powerful that thing is. Now, imagine if you put on faith glasses.
Yes.
And read what the Bible says, that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Now imagine if you put on those, what are those glasses called?
The VR.
The faith VR headsets.
Yes.
And you say this is the word of God and God cannot lie. And then you go in when you're broke and when the landlord has just called you and things are tight, but you go in the inside the word of God and actually come out with all the feelings of what the word of God is saying.
Yes.
That you have an abundance for everything you want. If you want rent of 800,000, you will get 1.2 million. If you want of 2 million, you will get 3 million. You have an abundance for every good work. Now imagine if you could carry yourself by faith and by continuous exposure, which leads to faith, to that place where you enter the word of God and you believe it to be 100% true. And you come out with all the emotions of somebody who has an abundance for every good work, yet in actual sense you don't have it. In just a matter of a very short time, it will manifest.
Yes.
In a very short time, that abundance will manifest. If you come out with the feeling of it, with the reality of it, with the emotions of having abundance, it will not. I'm telling you, I can't put a time limit to it. But I know it. You will stay there as if it is just a virtual reality. But because it is the word of God, in a short time, it will manifest exactly the way you came with it.
Yes.
But now, if somebody is taking your all your mind and your feelings to something which is fake, you will come up still broke, and you will always be broke, and you will continue being broke.
Yes.
But if you go into the word of God broke, And then you believe what the word of God says about you.
Yes.
That you're blessed. Mm. You're abundantly supplied and so on. And you come out with that excitement, mm. which is somebody who doesn't understand faith will say it's fake excitement.
Yes.
But no, it is not. Mm. You come out with the entirety of the excitement. Eh? Mm. You will see it manifest.
Yes. Yes.
From what you're saying, actually, mm. the because the metaverse is total immersion.
Immersion, yes.
So from what you're saying, mm. the in this case, the faith VR headset mm. would be meditation,
uh-huh.
where you totally immerse yourself
in that word.
In that word, mm. you know, not the, because when you are putting on the VR headset, you're not aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
In this case, you're not aware of your bad health, mm. the landlord or whatever uh-huh. you know is outside, and you totally immerse. You're hungry, but in your meditation, he sits the table
before you.
You're seeing all the fruits, and because which is what uh-huh. Abraham was seeing when he sees the stars, uh-huh. he's seeing children.
Yes.
He sees the sand, he's seeing children. Mm. You know. And he's not aware of his barrenness.
Yes.
You know, total immersion. He's in his quote-unquote metaverse.
So you're seeing all the fruits on the table.
Yes. You're seeing yourself married. Whatever it is that you want. So you're totally immersed.
Which is meditation.
Whatever it is that you want. So you're totally immersed.
I'm already seeing the table. I'm already seeing the table.
Yes. You're already immersed. Know that meditation.
Yes.
Yes. Total immersion. And we hope that our listeners. And we're not saying sitting down.
Meditation.
Yes.
Maybe closing your eyes.
It's the entire, like you spend your entire
We're
day.
Not saying sitting
just
down.
Only one.
Maybe closing your eyes.
It's the entire,
like you spend your entire day.
I'm going.
Just
I'm a victor.
Only
I am
one.
You know, all
possibility.
Of everything. The word
that I'm going to come out
and
on top.
Really, really
I'm
important.
Going, I'm a victor.
I am. You know, all of everything.
The word. Because you see,
that's really, really important.
The thing about the word of God is, the more you
because
enter into it.
The
thing about the word of God
it
is,
becomes.
Yes.
The
and,
more
and
you
I like
enter into it,
that in his light,
the more exciting
see
the light becomes.
Yes.
So,
and
the
I
thing
like
is, you have to start from some
in
place.
His light,
and of course,
light.
It may be
so,
hard. Like for people
the thing
who,
is, you have to start
have
from some place,
and who have
and
not
of course,
really
it may be hard. Like for
but when you start it,
yet tried it,
and you start,
who have
of course,
not really
start
entered
drawing maybe pictures,
but
how you
when you
are
start
according
it,
to what the word
and you
God
start,
says,
of course,
you
first
start
to see
yourself,
maybe pictures,
you apply the word
you
to your condition,
what the word of God says,
and like Derek
and
said,
you begin to see yourself,
and you apply the word to your condition
because you are fully immersed,
like Derek said,
and you just ignore
any
outside
circumstances, and sometimes it's because you are fully immersed and you're just
get
focus
thrilled
in
seeing,
and
sometimes
it's even good
okay,
to close
if
your
sick,
eyes
by
and
stripes,
just
I was
get thrilled
if
in
you are broke,
and
God has blessed
me
with
okay, if you are
spiritual
sick,
blessing
it's by
his
in the heavenly places
healed.
In Christ. If
yes.
you are broke,
anything,
God has blessed
applies
me
yes,
applies to everything. Then
in
you
the
begin seeing the
Christ
outcome, you begin
anything
feeling
like
what
applies,
yes, applies to everything.
People will
then
respond
you
to you
the outcome,
according to that feeling,
glorious
how even
part of you.
People will respond
get
you
deeper
and
deeper.
According to
now,
that
the more you do it,
glorious,
I like
part
the spiritual
of you.
Realm
yeah.
because
and
when
you
get
deeper
God,
and deeper,
you will
now
the
more
you
do
it,
you.
Now I like the spiritual realm
you may
because when you
go and sleep.
God, you
and
begin to
in the dream,
to you.
You begin
now,
seeing things.
Yes, I
you
actually
may
found, you
go
know,
and
in
sleep.
That story of Joshua,
and yes.
in
the dream,
Moses tells him, I think
things.
Three times.
Yes.
I actually
be
found, you know, in that
be
story of Joshua,
yes.
but
yes.
Moses tells
Moses
him, I think
Joshua
three times.
Be
strong
still,
and courageous.
You know?
Be strong and courageous.
Yes.
But and so he says,
I think Moses,
Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart. And so he says here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart.
What he was telling him is,
mouth,
if you want to be
but
strong,
you shall
and
meditate therein day and night and
night.
Meditate. Immerse yourself.
Is, if you want to be strong
and
courageous
in that word, if
day
you want
night,
to prosper,
meditate.
Immerse
yourself
in the word
the
of prosperity.
Time.
If it is health,
in that word,
if you want to prosper in that word,
immerse
yourself
three times
in the word of prosperity. If it is health, immerse yourself in that word. We've had
three
times.
Be strong and courageous.
We can be a bit
strong and courageous.
The Lord is
here and there.
You know,
if you immerse yourself,
we've had many times, but we can be a bit, you know,
like shaken here and there. But if
eventually we see what Joshua ended up doing.
Yes.
Day
and
night.
Say we could actually call him
the
strongest.
Eventually we see what Joshua ended up doing.
Because he
we could say we could actually call him
the word,
strongest and
meditate,
the most courageous.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe has
because
been mysticized
totally
a bit.
Himself.
You see that there
the
are some people meditate,
that
would
struggle.
Maybe has
struggle,
been mysticized
you know,
a bit.
Think about this.
And some people
very
wayward.
How do I struggle
one way and the other? But let me tell you, I give you an example. There's a friend of mine I had
wayward.
Goes one way and the other. But let me tell you, I give you an example. There's a friend of mine I had who, and
from,
he had you know, zero, zero, zero in the 1990s. And, but he had zero, zero,
my
zero
friend,
interest
whatsoever.
And we had another
in football
mutual friend. But
all of us were
really, he was my friend.
Football.
And actually, even writers, and so on.
All of us were really
so,
deep.
So one day we tell him, Cranes was playing, so we tell him, come we go.
So we went.
So we tell him, come we go.
He says, ah, man, come we go.
And
so we went.
Then he said, ah, it's not so bad. Then
and he watched one match.
He went and watched another match.
And
then he started.
Then he said, ah, it's not so bad.
Then the guy,
he went and watched
after some time.
Then he started match.
A man, die-hard Arsenal fan.
He was totally not interested
in football.
He started even crying when Arsenal is beaten.
Die-hard Arsenal fan.
He was totally not
now that's what it's a journey.
Started even crying when Arsenal is beaten.
You can make a similar journey in the world.
Now that's what one
it's a journey. He called me.
Yes.
He was in.
You can make a similar journey into the world of God.
Yes.
One day he called me
and he told me
he was in
Cranes. I'm coming.
He was in Nairobi.
So if you're from Nairobi specifically,
wow. And he told me,
I remembered how we forced him into the stadium the first time.
From Nairobi specifically,
how we literally forced him.
I remembered how we forced him into the stadium
the first time.
Go and hang out together.
How we literally forced him.
So he just accepted and so on.
After that, we're going to go and hang out together and so on.
Made me buy a ticket.
He just accepted and so on.
Very reluctantly.
And if
now the man
the country,
made me buy a ticket
to watch the match.
So you can determine what
he flew into the country.
After
go and
now,
watch the match.
The man,
so you can die hard.
I've been watching
perhaps even more than me now.
After now.
Yet I was the one who was dragging him by what?
Perhaps even more
dragging
than
him by his hand.
Yet I was the one who was dragging him by
what? Dragging him by his hand.
Let's go and watch your interest in now.
Do you think it's
my point is, if you knew how powerful,
think about
what you're interested in now.
Once you get your interest there,
your mind follows automatically and you automatically meditate.
Once you get your interest there,
your mind follows automatically and you automatically meditate on it.
And then I remember the
guy.
How he was totally disinterested.
Totally disinterested.
Now. And I remember the guy.
How he was totally disinterested.
Totally disinterested. Now.
And by understanding
you can direct your mind.
Unfortunately, for those who don't understand how important their mind is,
and by understanding how important it is.
That's why
unfortunately, for those who don't understand
how important their
mind
is,
just to get your mind.
That's why he wants.
So you have to understand how important your mind is.
And he's bringing all this
just to get your mind.
So you have to understand how important your mind is and how it can determine everything to do with your life.
Guard your heart with all this.
It just says,
for out of it flow all the issues of life.
Guard your heart with
every single issue of life.
For out of it flow.
Now you can become so
obsessed with life.
Truth.
Every single issue of life
that nobody has to tell you.
Now you can become so obsessed
with
the truth. You are so obsessed with it
that nobody
people usually
to
do that
you.
With negative things.
Meditate
if you learn how to use that energy,
you are so obsessed with it.
People usually do that with negative things.
Where you are untouchable,
your mind is convinced about something.
Your mind is convinced you're blessed.
Where you are untouchable,
your mind is
convinced
about something.
Your mind is convinced
you're blessed.
You can never
like
be brokenness.
You are
thoroughly
cannot
convinced
even waver to you
that I am
blessed.
It's possible.
Rawness,
it doesn't
cannot even
you are in
waver
a, you are insulated from
it's
it.
Possible.
Or
like
you they put a vacuum around
all
you are in
you,
a, you are insulated from
it. Cannot
penetrate.
Like
they put a vacuum around all around you.
We are encouraging people
brokenness
here.
Cannot penetrate.
Much as this, technologies, so they are we are coming encouraging people and here. They are bringing it
that
continually. Much as there is this, you have to find
technologies,
they are coming
the word
and
God.
They are bringing it
and you
continually
need to
now. Immerse yourself.
You have to
in
find
the word
the
of
alternative
God and
the
not
word of God.
Because most of
and
this
you need to
now right
now,
immerse
the stage
yourself
which they are in
the word of
is
God
mind control.
And do not
so
because most
what
of
we are going to do
right
as
now,
children
the
of God
stage
is
which
to
they are in,
to find
is
our
mind
way
control
in the word of
so
God.
So what we are going
let
to do as children of God is to
and take over
find
the things
our way.
Because
actually
through that
you
let it
can actually find
us
and take over the things
you
do.
Cause you find
because actually through that
you over
you can actually
and make you
be someone.
You find
mighty. You
find
something
that
will
take you over
and
make you
be someone
mighty
in this
mind
control
in
the
garden
with Eve.
Again, we
and he has
that
never
the
been
satisfied
of this
even
mind
after
he's
in
locked up for
the millennium.
He will
and he has
come
never
back
been
again,
satisfied.
You
know,
even after he's
the
mind
up for
again,
the
millennium,
still
he will
come
back again.
Believers
need to remember
that
scripture.
The mind again,
still
up
judgment.
And
believers need to remember that.
So if you're a believer in
the
Lord
Jesus,
judgment
to pay attention
to what
we're
telling
you.
Because
what
so
is coming,
a believer
in
the Lord,
going
to
be
very,
very
dangerous
telling
and
you have
what is coming
get for me,
is going to be very, very dangerous
13.
And you have to stay away from
now, get for me,
so we are getting
into
a
1:30 this time
where
you
now,
cannot be casual.
So we are getting into a
about
your
this time
your vessel
where
which is
you cannot
your
body, be
casual
mind and so on.
Yeah.
You have to
about
your
what does it say?
Your vessel.
Therefore, guard up the loins of your mind, be sober, he says, and rest your hope. Guard up the loins of your mind, the grace that is, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace of Christ.
Guard up the loins of your mind. You know what the loins are. That's the place which every man guards.
Guard up the loins of your mind. You know what the loins are. There's a free kick.
That's the place which every man
guards the loins. Where the precious things are.
So now he says, guard up the loins of your mind. Where the precious things are. So now he says, guard up the loins of your mind. Because it is very, very, very important.
They will not be.
Because if you let the devil play direction, your mind, your result all starts all over my place.
And that's interesting because the loins in the direction where the seed comes from.
And it all starts from.
And without the seed, you will not have the harvest. So guard up the place where your seed, without the seed, you will not have the harvest. Comes from. So guard up the place where your seed wants you to have. The seed you sow into your life comes from. So that then you have the harvest that God wants you to have.
So every child of God must take this very carefully. Because so can you imagine every child of God must take this very
lifestyle.
Because all can the product of your life, all your can be controlled
lifestyle.
By your mind. All the product.
If you can guard it very well,
can
first of
be
all
controlled
it,
by your mind,
and then know how to use
so
it.
So if you can guard it very well,
first of all, guard it
what you want,
and then know how to
immersing
it
yourself
and
in the
apply
word
it,
God, meditating on the word of God
to produce
what
you want
so
by immersing yourself in the word,
person meditating on the word of God
to produce something so powerful to each person.
Well, the scripture says in Revelation chapter 13.
So maybe you people give
it says the scripture says in Revelation chapter. Says in Revelation chapter that here is wisdom. Let him that has a count
in Revelation chapter
number
the last verse
is the number
here
of man
is wisdom.
Number
is
let him that has a count
the
here
number
is wisdom.
Of the beast. So child of God,
which is the number of
we
man
hope that
and this number
wisdom will
six,
help transform
six,
your life.
Here is wisdom.
Right.
So child of
and
God,
also when,
we hope that this wisdom
comes and
helps transform your life.
Make sure it's never comes close to
when
the technology comes and promises convenience. Make sure it never comes close to your body. Not let anything infringe on your body because it is promising you to have greater. Not let anything infringe on your
results,
positive abilities.
Yes,
have than your greater. You have a lot.
And remember,
results,
the exception of the devil
is
yes,
he always
than you actually
have. You have a lot.
And remember, the exception
have,
of the devil is
he
always.
God has said,
promises,
"I'm going to make man in my image and
what
my
likeness."
Have. Then he comes and
because
says, "If God has said,
fruit,
I'm going to make
like
man
God,
in my image
already,
and in my likeness." Then he comes
so
and says,
"You
as much as you as much like God as
you
ever going to
be."
But you as much as you as much like God as you ever going to
be.
So that there is nothing
the
devil offers.
If you and you eat the fruit and you become like him,
even these people who are become rich and the devil offers
make you
rich
and whatever
top musicians,
even these people
go and become rich and they would have been all those things without
the devil just
comes.
Not,
he does not have the ability.
They would have been
what
all
God
those
has
things
given
without
the
devil.
He only just comes,
gets what
not,
God
he
has
does
given
not have the ability
twists
to give you what God has
you
so that you use it to serve.
Only
him. Gets
all
what God
gifts
has given
you
and twists
you.
Even musicians
so
whom
that
you are in
deep,
deep.
Yes.
All gifts
come from
creatures and so on.
Even musicians whom you see
who
are
and
what
makes
them
big,
mystical.
If God had not given them that bigness, which they think they
would not be there.
If the devil has not given them that bigness, let him come and show himself.
They would not be
having a bigness. And let him make
if the devil has power,
he cannot. Let him,
that
let
was
him
given
him
by God.
Somebody
people
who have
created
and let him make him
the greatness.
Is
he
given
cannot.
Them by God.
That was given by God.
People
the devil just
comes
and
twists it.
The
and
greatness
makes those
is given to them by God.
Their greatness.
They are God given.
The devil just comes and twists
serve
and tries to make those people
so
use their greatness.
The key
thing God
is
given
without deception
to serve him.
The devil
so,
has nothing. He has
yeah.
to use
the
deception.
Key thing is he has nothing
without
offer.
Deception.
Imagine if he came and told somebody
the devil has nothing.
He has
yeah.
to use deception.
He
has nothing
to make
offer.
You.
Yeah. Imagine if he came
and
told somebody you'll be the most miserable person in the world.
I'm
which
going
is what
to make
they are.
You.
Yes.
You come and serve me,
lose your
first
you'll be
born
the most
son,
miserable
this,
person
you
do
in
that,
the world, which
is
what
they are.
Laid out his whole plan.
You
yes.
lose
you'll
your
be the most
miserable
son,
person.
And after all that,
you laid
out his whole plan.
You'll be the most miserable person.
And after all that,
you spend
yes.
eternity.
To cover up his
nobody would go there.
So now we have to
speak.
He needs deception. To cover up.
They are not what they are because.
So now we have to speak the truth to people like that. So that they know. They are not what they are because
they
if you were created at creation
to the devil,
a village champion, even the devil cannot make
God.
Even a bobo.
If you
were
created
at creation,
a champion,
a village champion,
yes.
the devil
okay.
cannot
okay.
make even a bobo.
He does not have the ability to add
champion
on the serving
to you.
Yes.
The gifts
okay.
and callings
yeah.
of
he
God.
He does not have the ability
to
add
devil
anything
come and twist
to
you
and
make
you
the gifts
serving.
And callings
but
of
those
God.
Gifts
were given.
going to be irrevocable. Yeah. The devil can there come and twist you and have dominion over villages, dominion over cities, dominion over countries, worldwide dominion.
Now the devil will spot this one has worldwide dominion and then he will come and deceive you. It's all deception. Now the devil will spot this one has worldwide dominion and then he will come and deceive you. It's all deception.
We'll
end here for today.
God bless you all.
And
we'll continue.
I hope you've been blessed by discussion. God bless you all. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UGWatchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministries, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email using info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, how to give, The Watchman magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.